equally aware of your future potential with him if your heart is right. David, Jonah, Mark, Peter, Moses, and so many others we see in the Word of God have failed, but they had this thing in common. Deep in their heart, they wanted to serve the Lord. They wanted to follow him. And they could plead like Peter. So conscious of his failure, remember, Lord, you know I love you. I screwed up. I messed up. I failed, but you know I love you. You know my heart. When your failures drain you of your prideful self or show you more clearly your weaknesses, when they move you to mourn over sin and draw you nearer and nearer to God, and when you allow God to teach you through those, you can become, as one has said, the back door to success example. All of us have successes through the back door of failure. It always points to the glory, the magnificent power, love, grace, and mercy of God. What was the heart of Moses? Hebrews 11, 24 through 26 tells us this. By faith, Moses, when he had grown up, refused to be called the son of Pharaoh's daughter, choosing rather to endure ill treatment with the people of God than to enjoy the passing pleasures of sin, considering the reproach of Christ greater riches than the treasures of Egypt, for he was looking to the reward. What a magnificent statement of his faith, yet also his heart. When Moses went out to visit his brethren that day, no matter how misguided his zeal and timing was, he had already decided in his heart to turn his back on the riches of Egypt and identify with his people. We do not know what plan Moses actually had, but we do know that he had counted the cost of his decision and was willing to pay it. Look at us, sitting in the comfort of our church, sitting in the comfort of our homes. It is hard for us to imagine the implications of his decisions, his decision, and the greatness of such a step of faith. I mean, Egypt was at the peak of her power. The discoveries of Carter, of King Tut's tomb, who was a minor pharaoh, only highlights Moses' decision in turning his back upon the fabulous wealth that he had. The pyramids today hardly convey to the modern mind the glory of ancient Egypt at her summit. Nor can we imagine the terrible conditions of the Hebrew slaves in Egypt. And yet here is Moses willing to exchange all of that to identify with them and to deliver them from bondage. That was his heart. Moses was certainly a picture of the Lord in Philippians 2, 5 through 8, who left the splendor of the glory of heaven to identify with us and deliver us who were enslaved to sin and poverty and death. You know, Moses may have felt he was all alone at that well, but he was not. God did have plans for Moses. He was God's man. He just had to be made ready. And just as God providentially cared for Moses in the basket by sending Pharaoh's daughter who would take him into her own family, so he providentially at the same time provided for Moses at that well in the desert by sending the daughters of a priest named Reuel. We know him as Jethro in chapter 3:1, who will take Moses into his family. How kind God was. How compassionate God was. You know, Jethro was a believer in the true God. We know this in chapter 18:1. He was not a pagan and not an alien either, for he was a Midianite. Jethro was a descendant of Abraham through Keturah in Genesis 25:1 and 2. Moses will marry one of the daughters, her name's Zipporah, and have two children. So what did God do? God gave him a home, a wife, and a family. And in the providence of God, Moses, who spent 40 years becoming familiar with the courts of Egypt, will now become familiar with the very wilderness he will lead the people of Israel into one day. For the next 40 years, Moses, once a prince in Egypt, will pasture sheep in the wilderness. 3:1. But Moses will learn something far more important in God's schooling. He will learn humility and patience. These are lessons that often take a long time for us to learn, and truly many never graduate. But over the next 40 years, God will work to get Moses out of Moses so that God can fill him and work mightily through him in God's timing. As we conclude today, have you made your decision to fully and finally cross over to identify with God and His purpose and His plan in your life? Are you willing to hazard all for His glory? To be the light and salt of the in the world today? How are you doing in your walk? Are you walking in your own strength, trying to live the Christian life in your own power, when God's Holy Spirit stands ready to empower you and to use you the way He has a plan for you? Why don't you go compare Galatians 3:3 and Galatians 5:16? Go look those up. Are you passing through a desert experience now in your walk with God? If so, repent, look to Him. He'll forgive you. He'll use you from right there. And do not despair. As God's child, He is still with you. Open your heart to Him. Ask Him to teach you the lessons He would have you learn. Therefore, we must humble ourselves under the mighty hand of God, that He may exalt you at the proper time. That's how we apply it to ourselves. Listen to what Peter said in 1 Peter 5:6. He said this. Here's how it actually reads. Therefore, humble yourself under the mighty hand of God, that He may exalt you at the proper time. When we walk humbly before God, seeking through prayer His presence, His plan, His purpose, we are right where God wants us to be, and He will work through us at the proper time. So we have seen Moses in the basket. We've just seen Moses at the well. Next week, we will see Moses at the bush. I look forward to seeing you Wednesday night on Zoom, and hopefully next Sunday, Lord willing. Lord, I thank You for Your love and Your kindness. Lord, forgive us when we get ahead of You. Forgive us when we act in our own strength. But Lord, we see through Your word that You never abandoned Moses, that You used these things to teach him and to mold him into the man You'd have him be. Lord, let us also learn that in our life. Let us not lag behind Your plan. But Lord, let us not get out and run ahead of You. Let us walk step in step. Let us run, jump, wherever You're doing, let us be with You. But Lord, give us a willing spirit to want to be used by You and be in Your perfect will and Your perfect plan. We thank You for showing us how You worked in Moses' life. And we thank You, Lord, looking back in our own lives, that we can see Your hand and Your guiding through it. In Your precious name, Jesus Christ, amen. Thank you, EC Grace. I can't wait to see you. God bless you. Have an amazing, abundant, blessed life day.